It's now been 5 years since Eric Harris and Dylan Klebold walked into Columbine High School and opened fire on their classmates and teachers. It's the deadliest U.S. school shooting to date. They killed 11 students and a teacher before killing themselves. Initial reports said the young men were the victims of bullies who found solace in a gang-like group known as the Trenchcoat Mafia, and that the shooting was revenge against their tormentors. 5 years later, new theories have emerged about Harris and Klebold that suggest they were not simply outcasts constantly tormented by more popular kids. The story appears on Slate.com. If you have questions about why this tragedy occurred, give us a call. Our number is 800-989-8255, or you can send us email, TOTN@NPR.org. Journalist Dave Cullen wrote that piece for Slate.com. He joins us now by phone from his office in Elk Grove, Illinois. Welcome to Talk of the Nation.
Hi, Neil. Thank you.
Your article would suggest that I was incorrect in even saying that Columbine was a school shooting, at least not from the point of view of the perpetrators.
Right. I mean, they did some shooting, but the plan was mainly to be a bombing, which happened to be at a school. They hoped to kill, 600 people in the first few seconds with the propane bombs, which would have happened if they went off. Then they were going to mow down the people as they fled the school, the survivors. And then the third act was to be their cars were loaded to the hilt and positioned in the parking lot so that when rescue workers and presumably journalists and other survivors were fleeing with ambulances, with people on gurneys and so forth, then it would rip through those. And by then it would all be on national TV. And it was meant similarly to Oklahoma City or 9/11 to be a horrifying national TV display. And they couldn't care less about the people in the school.
So they weren't after jocks. They weren't after teachers who they particularly disliked. They were after victims.
Exactly, exactly. Those were people who were just, like Tim McVeigh called them, collateral damage. People who happened to be there, they were extras in their, bloody, horrible black opera.
And they picked the school because this was a place to which they had access, which they knew very well, and where they knew they could do a lot of damage.
And then, one of the major sources of my piece, Dr. Frank Ochberg, also feels that there was a secondary cause, that it was a symbol, that just as Osama bin Laden picked major symbols of democracy and capitalism, and McVeigh picked a government building to symbolize government, he didn't care about the people in that particular building, but it was a government building. He thinks they did pick the school as sort of the largest institution that, they were concerned with, that it is, part of the government, and for those kinds of reasons, there was some symbology there, but not in terms of trying to kill particular people.
We're speaking with Dave Cullen, the author of a piece about Columbine that appeared yesterday on Slate.com. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. Tell us a little bit more about these experts and how these very different theories evolved.
Okay. I talked with several of the sort of leading psychologists and psychiatrists in the world on this story. The two of those that are most prominent are Dr. Frank Ochberg, who's been working with Columbine since the first couple months, and then Dr. Robert Hare from Canada, who is the world's leading authority on psychopathy, and wrote the seminal book on it. And then the most important person is Supervisory Special Agent Dwayne Fuselier from the FBI, who has a PhD in psychology and was a clinical psychologist before he became one of their main hostage negotiators. And he led the investigation on the case, and he's the one who first came up with the diagnosis and who is considered by all the investigators and everyone surrounding the case as the leading authority in the world on Harris and Klebold and why they did it. He got to working on it very early, in the very early days, and reading the diaries over and over and over and watching the tapes over and over so that everyone sort of came to him. And he noticed very quickly certain patterns in Eric Harris, just in Eric Harris, that were, he was textbook psychopath. And the characteristics most prominent were just an incredible self-centeredness, a messianic kind of superiority complex, sort of a God complex, a grandiosity, and several other characters. The other big one is that he lied not just to save his own skin, but he loved lying, what one psychologist has called duper's delight, that he reveled in it, and that is so classic psychopath. So pretty soon, he was, over the first 3 months, he was able to come up with a diagnosis that he was pretty sure that Eric was a psychopath. The FBI had a large summit in Leesburg, Virginia that summer with about a dozen of the world's leading psychologists, where Fuseli presented that idea. There was complete consensus there among the group, and then he spent probably most of the next year sort of refining it and trying to understand better what drove Eric.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the theories were developed a few years back, but it's just now that, you know, they're finally ready to tell their story.
We have an email from Ian. Granted, there have been worse crimes and atrocities committed around the world, but what makes Columbine so upsetting was that there are no answers. There simply is no way to understand it, no easy good guys, bad guys explanation. They were just kids. How could they be so evil?
Right. Well, you know, that has been, I think, the frustration for people all along, that there were no answers, where it's been frustrating for me working on the story, realizing that, that there were some answers, and that that Eric's psychopathy was the main thing driving it. Of course, that begs the question, where do psychopaths come from? And we don't have a lot of good answers to that yet. It's a particular type of psychopath, though. It's a rare psychopath who's also violent. Most psychopaths tend to be white-collar criminals or con artists, people who will make money. It's all about them. So they go into crimes. If they go into crime, they go into kinds of crimes that will serve their needs. So it doesn't do them much good to become a killer. It's a rare breed of psychopath who's also afflicted by other mental disorders, who likes to, you know, usually torture animals or harm them as a child, grows up in the kind of person who is driven by the need to hurt people.
Where did all the stories, Harris and Klebold evidently were being bullied?
There's sort of two questions there. As far as the bullying, not necessarily. I've gotten very, very conflicting stories from the students themselves. I mean, I've been covering Columbine since the afternoon it happened, and my basic assessment of that is that there was definitely some taunting going on, but not at all the worst in the school, and probably sort of average for a computer geek kind of guy. You know, like a lot of us took some ribbing in high school. They definitely took some. If it was excessive, probably not. You know, nobody knows for sure. But that wasn't really, you know, to the degree that it was some, that wasn't the cause. But there, as far as where the myths came from, I mean, it was really sloppy journalism by a lot of us, and it's the desire in a lot of these big stories for the press to immediately land into the zone where it happens and come up with answers immediately. And within the first 24 hours, really, we had the whole storyline down that this was bullying. There was a trench coat mafia. The trench coat mafia had been in a war with the jocks, and they were targeting jocks and blah, blah, blah. That was bits of fragmentary evidence that, you know, we sort of, as a group of journalists, sort of took and ran with and constructed this narrative within a few hours there were some facts there. There were some things they had worn trench coats and so forth. So we put this whole story together, which wasn't necessarily a horrible guess based on little teeny bits of data. But
Dave, I'm afraid we're running out of time. But if you'd like to hear more of his story, his article on Columbine is on Slate.com, and he's working on a book about Columbine. Dave Cullen, thanks very much.
Thank you very much, Neil.
In Washington, I'm Neil Conan, NPR News.